Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
That you control, 603-283-6160. That number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And tonight, we're going to be updating you about that story that Ian, Nikki, and I covered last Wednesday about a small newspaper company, I guess you'd call it, in Kansas that had all of their buildings and homes raided for what sounds like no good reason. Well,
the police think it was a good reason, but of course they were found not to have that good reason in place because I think the courts or someone said that, hey, this is not a good reason to raid the newspaper.
Yep, it was the prosecutor for the town, which is
and that's how you
shocking.
Know it's bad because right. Normally they really stick with the cops. So, when even the your own prosecution's against you, I mean...
Yeah, the police are always, well, maybe not always, but usually the ones in the right in a lot of these cases.
Yeah, but
according
I was just talking
courts, anyway.
About this at Crypto Meetup with Chris, the Coast, Free Talk Live Coast. He's not on anymore recently, but he probably would be on again. He's still a Free Talk Live Coast host. But anyways... I was just saying that it's so crazy because at Shallon Noon's sentencing hearing the other day,
she's Jay Noon's wife, who is our Thursday night co-host,
yep.
Who was recently fined or sentenced or I don't know the entire details, but she was sentenced because she left her child in a car for a short period of time.
Yep, and some busybodies went out and...
with the air conditioning on.
Yep, some busybodies came out and said, oh, this is abuse, and it's really not. But yeah, so she had her sentencing date just on the 17th, and only Ian and I went. And I found something so interesting that day because Jay Noon was, like, speaking with her, for her, whatever, on the day of the sentencing. That's obviously her husband, so they get to do that. And he said, well, one of the reasons you should consider a light sentence, Judge, is because we're being politically targeted. Our car had, like, Health Freedom New Hampshire and Free Staters stickers on it, and I just believe we're being politically targeted, he said. And then the prosecution, this is how I'm tying this into the Kansas situation, the prosecution stood up and said, it's not a politically motivated attack against this family. I have full autonomy to choose who I want to prosecute. And I guess I just have never thought about the mechanics of it before that way, because I was just like, that's so weird. I would think he has to prosecute, like, everything that comes on his desk because it's, like, already been determined to be, like, a crime from the cops or whatever. But no, it makes sense, because in this Kansas case, like, there is a check there, I guess, like, a possible check, because, I wondered how often does it happen, the prosecutor says, I don't want to, prosecute this. But it makes sense that it would happen sometimes when it's just this bad, like it is in Kansas, the newspaper situation, because the prosecution doesn't want to take on something that they know that they're going to lose.
Well, and not even just that. I mean, the longer they draw it out, the worse it looks. And if the prosecutor looks at it and they're like, okay, this is clearly, not legal, they went way outside of their, what they're legally allowed to do here.
Mm-hmm.
If they take this to trial, I mean, like, that's going to look so bad. So the prosecutor probably doesn't want to draw any more attention to it.
Yeah, I also really am hopeful that another part about it is what you're saying, that the prosecution just thought, wow, this has made national headlines, and it looks so bad, because it's good when, you know, people speak up about something and, you know.
Sure, but, you know, when you have national headlines blaring across the country about these horrible police officers and what they've been doing, it creates a story that, you know, the courts and the government don't want to have portrayed about them.
I wish it happened every time.
Yeah, me too.
But
yeah, and I mentioned this last week when we were talking about this story. So allegedly the chief of police was being accused of being a sex offender or something at his last, wherever he worked last.
Yeah.
I think it was, where was it?
I think it was Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah, I think that's what it was. But either way, I kind of made the point that if he would have just, you know, not raided these people, it wouldn't have caught national headlines.
Right.
It would have just been a local thing that probably would have just blown over. And now, I mean, multiple national news sources are reporting on this, and people are outraged. And now, you know, this elderly woman has passed away. So all of this, like, they really blew it out of proportion.
Yep.
And now, you know, so anytime I share something about this story, I like to point out, this guy, you know, like, this is why this all happened. So this is, like, the, you know, conspiracy theory around it, so to speak.
And it's just funny because we're in New Hampshire and we're sitting here talking about how Gideon Cody, a Marion, Kansas police officer, may be trying to hide evidence that he's a sex offender. Wasn't going to happen if you didn't, you know, go this hard against this group of people who were trying to learn the truth, but...
Yeah, we would have no clue. We wouldn't care about that.
Yeah, it would be out of our view. We wouldn't even know anything about it. And now here we are talking about it on national radio.
Yep, and apparently the prosecutor didn't want to be a part of that. So I just think it's interesting. They can choose who to prosecute and who not to. And I guess it kind of makes sense. They probably just mostly choose to prosecute. As long as they feel like they can win the case. But anyways, we actually have an update in that story. So, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, basically, all that happened was in Kansas, there was a small town called Marion, well, there is, and there was a newspaper company, again, I don't know if that's the right thing to call it, a newspaper
media outlet,
and they were going to report that, well, they were looking into, like, investigating the chief of police in their town possibly having left his last police job for being a sex offender. And all during that, but they didn't use that, they didn't cite that as a reason, the cops raided these people's homes, and they raided their newspaper offices and stole a bunch of stuff. And the judge, obviously, a judge has to sign off whenever a raid, a warrant goes out for a raid. And this story is saying that the Kansas judge who signed off on Gestapo-style raid on small-town newspaper has two DUIs. See, we wouldn't be talking about that.
See, wow, there's a lot of corruption in small-town politics, too, and people think small towns are always great. No, not in all cases.
I always hear about corruption in small towns.
Yeah, and it seems like it's easier, like, if you're in the club, like, if you're, like, say your uncle's a cop or something like that, if you're in the club, you can pretty much get away with murder. You can drunk drive, you can crash your car, you can do actual dangerous things that are harming people, and a lot of the times these people can get away with it as long as they know somebody, and in the small towns, it's almost even worse, because there, you know, fewer cops, fewer people, and it's just easier for that, like, tight-knit club to, you know, continue to harm people.
Absolutely.
Yep. I've definitely heard it so many times everywhere I've lived. Like, there's a small town nearby, and they say our police are the most corrupt. I think they're just like that everywhere small towns.
They definitely can be, because small towns, people may seem to know everybody's business, but there's also a tight lid on a lot of things in small towns. Small towns keep secrets.
Well, apparently the secret is out. Well, the secret about the guy Gideon Cody being a possible sex offender is definitely out. But this, I don't see it as really a problem. I mean, a secret, because it's public knowledge, and apparently this judge has had two DUIs. And I wouldn't normally just go on the radio and say, oh, did you know this person has two DUIs? It's not that big of a deal. But in this case, it says that it is bringing up questions about its possible impact on the jurist's decision. Judge Laura Vyar signed a warrant to allow a police raid on the newspaper over claims it illegally obtained DUI information about a local business owner. So it could have impacted her decision, like, oh, I wouldn't want that to happen to me with my two DUIs.
Yeah, I guess so.
In 2012, the 8th Judicial District Magistrate Judge reportedly completed a program after her own DUI arrest in Coffee County. I guess that's Kansas. And was then busted 7 months later for a DUI in Morris County.
That's pretty close together.
Yeah, pretty close together.
And typically, you'd think you'd learn from the first one.
Maybe she's used to just going around being like, I'm a judge, let me off, cops. And
or she's an alcoholic.
But the other thing, too, is it sounds like, from what you've been reading, Bonnie, that these DUIs are in 2012, so why should they really matter?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's like something like, oh, she can never change, she's a bad person for the rest of her life, or anything like that. The question is just, should she have, I forget what they call it, reposed herself? I don't know the word. Recused herself, I guess, because it could have impacted her decision. Plus, she signed on a illegal warrant.
That in and of itself is obviously not okay. It's hard to say one way or the other if her DUI history would make her more likely to sign that warrant. I also don't know if it's necessary, for her to, say, oh, I can't rule on this because of, this is my history from, 10 plus years ago. I don't know.
These people shouldn't have control over other people's lives anyway, but I just think, it should be as fair as possible for the person who, the group in this case, who should be considered innocent until proven guilty. We know that doesn't happen. Due process doesn't happen in this country all the time, but it should always be, as favorable as possible for the person who is going to prove their innocence or be shown to be guilty in court. But it says, in the latter incident, so when she was busted second time after 7 months, the then county attorney, who went by Laura Allen, was driving a judge's vehicle when she went off the road and hit a shed near Council Grove football field, according to a 2012 report by WIBW. She also had a suspended license. This just sounds like someone who's so, she just thinks she can get away with anything to me.
Yeah,
like,
so
all those things.
I can kind of only speak to my own experience, but within nursing, you have to prove that you're a good Samaritan, right? So if you have a DUI on your record, especially a recent one, you can go to nursing school. You might get accepted into nursing school, but if you want to sit for the board exam, it is extremely difficult to even have a DUI on your record because essentially, they say, like, nurses and doctors are supposed to be really upstanding individuals that have really good judgment. And if you're drinking and driving, then you don't have good judgment.
Hmm.
So that's just what I know from like my own kind of field.
Yep.
And I would think that a judge would also need to be, prove that they're an upstanding Samaritan.
Right.
And, that they have good judgment. And clearly, like, drunk driving to the point where you're crashing your car and possibly putting other people's lives at risk. Like, that just doesn't sound like having good judgment to me.
Yeah.
I know people change, and I'm not saying, like, this should be a life sentence for her.
Right.
But I just find it interesting that, like, she couldn't be a nurse, probably, but she can be a judge.
Right. You would think that the bar would be set higher.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was set too high in this case. Nikki, you're telling us about nursing, and the DUI brought up a question for me. How far back would they look at your DUI history?
Entire life.
Okay.
I had a coworker who, she stole something when she was a minor. She was like 17 years old, and she stole something from a store, and it was on her record. And I kind of thought that normally that stuff is wiped clean, like kind of like once you turn 18. But the Board of Nursing found it somehow.
Wow.
Like, they go deep into the depths of your record. Wow, and it was a problem for her. And she had to sit in front of the board and, like, plead her case, like, please, I'm, like, 30-something years old now. That was when I was 17. Like, I have children now. I'm a different person. But she really had to plead her case. And they almost didn't give her a nursing license.
Wow, that's so, really intense.
Yeah.
It sounds like they really want to make sure that you're on board, that you're a good person or whatever.
Yeah, you'd think, I wonder if they have anything like that at all for judges.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm not saying it has to be that intense. Like, I do think it's ridiculous if you have a DUI, you're not allowed to be a nurse. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person at all.
But what if you got one, then you're supposed to be on good behavior, then the second time you get one, you also are driving your work truck, hit somebody's private property. I don't know, I just feel like it says more about... than just having one.
It absolutely does. And the fact that, you know, she's a judge, and I mean, that's like, you absolutely need good judgment.
Right.
That's like her whole job.
Right. And she's trying all these bunches of cases, and, you know, people's fates rest in her hands. She ought to be a good person.
Absolutely.
Well, going on with this, which I didn't mention, is from the New York Post. Says, the warrant Vyar signed in the Marion County records case has since been withdrawn due to insufficient evidence, Marion County Attorney Joel Ensley announced Wednesday. Ensley, said the warrant did not establish a legally sufficient nexus between this alleged crime and the places searched and the items seized. The newspaper's computers, cell phones, and reporting material were hauled out of the office, as well as the publisher's home on Friday. One reporter also suffered a finger injury after a cop grabbed a cell phone from her hand. Wow, I hadn't
really?
Heard that.
Wow, that's pretty violent.
That's really messed up. The warrant was issued after restaurant owner Carrie Newell, 46, accused the newspaper of illegally obtaining information about her DUI that could upend her liquor license application. That's a little weird. If I don't know, I'm not saying that this is a good thing, but I just don't understand how the newspaper getting access to that would make it upend her liquor license application instead of just it being there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't
understand it either.
Well,
and why wouldn't she be able to get a liquor license just because she's had a DUI?
A DUI, yeah.
Like, that just seems like it's not really relevant.
I don't even really see how it's illegal. Like, is it illegal to find public records? Wouldn't that be public? I don't know. But it says an unknown person had leaked the documents to both the newspaper and Vice Mayor Ruth Herbel, showing Newell had a DUI on her record and that she was driving without a license. I don't get why that somebody finding out about that is illegal, but her driving without a license and possibly selling alcohol without, the full ability to, I don't get why it's...
I thought that all of that would be public record.
If
you have a DUI, you know, someone can do a background check on you and find that.
Well, of course, you know, we libertarians don't hold, at least some of us do, we don't hold to the idea that you should have to get a license to drive, but you should at least know how to run a vehicle because you are taking matters into your own hands and driving a massive, or maybe not a massive vehicle, but driving a...
deadly weapon, or a deadly...
It could be,
deadly weapon, absolutely, but you are basically driving this one-ton machine down the road, and if you don't know how to operate that vehicle, you're going to harm people. So I think it's important to have some sort of certificate or something to indicate that you're a good driver. But, you know, it's just interesting that these people are so worried, these government people are so worried about people finding out that they're driving without licenses and things like that.
Well, this person is just a restaurant owner, and I'm not saying, oh, she's a bad person because she didn't have a license or anything like that. All I'm questioning is, how is it illegal to find out and talk about that? I don't really get it. Like, if I found out... I just don't get it. If you find out someone's doing something the city says is illegal and you publish it in your newspaper, why are you doing a crime?
I mean, and I think that's probably why the prosecution dropped it.
Right.
Because it just doesn't make sense.
Just doesn't add up. So, by the way, the newspaper in question, it's called the Marion County Record. says the Marion County Record never published the story, instead alerting police and suggesting someone related to Newell's ex-husband was involved in the leak. So it sounds like they did exactly what they should have done. They got some information, and I mean, I'm not saying that they should have called the police. I'm just saying legally they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
They didn't publish this and instead just told, quote, the authorities. It's just really weird. Meyer said, despite the newspaper being open to cooperating with the police, sorry, it didn't even say who Meyer was. Meyer is one of the people who got their house raided, the publisher. It never even said that. Meyer said, despite the newspaper being open to cooperating with the police, cops never reached out or asked for the document. In addition, it was revealed the newspaper was investigating Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody, who began work at the department in June after leaving a Missouri force earlier this year. The Marion County Record was looking into sexual misconduct allegations against Cody. And the newspaper's equipment has since been returned, but that doesn't mean the cops didn't get to look through it and see their sources of who was talking about Gideon Cody, and that could be dangerous for them.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, they already got what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, they already got what they wanted from the things that they stole.
From the computers, the phones, everything. They could have got it so easily.
Yeah, absolutely. So at this point, okay, just because they gave it back, the damage is already done. You know, and someone literally died, and I know correlation isn't always causation, but it's pretty strange that this 98-year-old woman died the day after they raided her house.
And Riley actually brought in some show prep about that, and maybe we'll be able to play the video on there. It's pretty short. There was just some clips from the day that their house was raided. Apparently they had an indoor camera, and the woman was clearly very distraught. So I think it's just not that hard to put two and two together and realize that that's why she died. She was extremely stressed out. She was really upset.
She's 98.
Yes.
She's really old.
Yep.
And she's having an experience that's stressing her out.
It would stress out anyone. That can give people PTSD and stuff like that. And it's just somebody living for 98 years on this planet. A human being who is used to having respect, having people come into her house, and she's telling them, stand outside at least. You can stand outside and watch what they're doing. They're just not listening to her.
Yeah.
They're
you know what? I saw
invading
somebody,
her house.
Somebody on Twitter commented, you know, in other countries, this person would be revered.
Hmm.
Like, she would be well-respected, and it's very unfortunate because in this case, they were absolutely disrespecting her,
yep,
her property, and her space. You know, and it's really sad. And, you know, I come and I don't always, you know, necessarily think people should always follow this, but I was raised to respect my elders, you know, especially very elderly people who,
yeah,
it's like, you know, they have a lot of life experience and a lot of wisdom, and it's just terrible to go in her home and just treat her like absolute garbage.
No, listen,
it really
awful.
Is.
To her own rules and invade her space. It's really messed up. What do you think? Do you think that cops should be able to just go into people's homes and not leave, and even if they're not the person who's a suspect? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yeah. USA News Update. 8 Republicans will take the stage for the first 2024 GOP presidential debate tonight. The event, hosted by Fox News, will be without a handful of candidates who did not meet the requirements for the debate. Also missing will be former President Trump, as the frontrunner confirmed he is skipping the debate due to his large lead in the primary polls. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking out against his indictment in the Georgia election case.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than that.
The former New York City mayor turned himself into authorities today in the racketeering case against former President Trump and his allies for alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Millions of people are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome in the central U.S. Forecasters say high temperatures could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities are under extreme heat alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, 603-283-6160. That's the phone number to call if you'd like to call in with your thoughts about whatever's on your mind or bring up a new topic, 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And we're going to go straight to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Gigi from South Carolina. You're on the air. What's on your mind, Gigi?
Good evening, everybody. Nikki, I missed you. I'm glad you're back.
Hi, Gigi. I missed you, too. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to see you, dear. Listen, speaking of police and police behavior, today I attended a brilliant, brilliant, unbelievably awesome, utterly stimulating, incredibly eye-opening, and I should put in parentheses, alarming, lecture by none other than criminal defense attorney named Christopher Fabricant. He is the lead technology and so-called junk science attorney for the Innocence Project. God love those men and women.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Oh, they are. And he was talking about
The problem in the country is with the issue of qualified immunity all over the country and federal territories, because it takes away from police having to be accountable and responsible. And just because somebody says, I'm a forensic scientist, bite marks, fingerprints, DNA, saliva, so on and so forth, a piece of hair. He said, this is known as junk science. Man, I was loving this program, and you guys know me, and everybody listening out there, if it's constitutionally, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me. If it's constitutionally, pardon?
Just unconstitutional, or?
No, if it's constitutionally relevant, you could just imagine me at this program. I was taking copious notes, and then I was so excited. I couldn't wait for my husband to come home to tell him about it, because he's a practicing attorney here in South Carolina. And the more I was listening and the more I was thinking, yes, because he was explaining exactly what you guys were just talking about with what happened with this senior citizen lady, the owner slash publisher of this newspaper in Kansas, and how black and brown people are targeted by police all over the country.
Absolutely. Gigi, you brought up
no accountability and no responsibility, all because of so-called, and I'm saying it in quotations, qualified immunity.
Yeah.
Yep. I was going to bring it up when we were talking earlier about this happening. So the people got their computers back, they got their phones back and files, but the woman's life can never be brought back because
That's
she died
right.
the next
she
day.
Collapsed as a result of being abused emotionally and her house being topsy-turvy.
Yep. We're going to get into that video.
What an utter disgrace. They should be held negligible
Absolutely.
For causing such emotional and physical harm to this elderly lady. And like you said, Bonnie, I was raised the same.
Gigi, you brought up the Innocence Project, and I want to mention that the Innocence Project is pretty important because it's a project working on overturning wrongful
yes,
convictions.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. My father was a part of it when I was growing up in Miami-Dade County, Florida. And my father was a criminal defense attorney and then became a criminal court judge for the circuit court in Miami-Dade County. And I taught constitutional law in Florida for years and then specialized in appellate legal briefs, and I was raised in that environment. Question, question, question. Just because someone wears a badge don't mean jack.
Badges don't grant special rights.
This guy was talking, you said, about junk science. So was he saying that it's not always really reliable when they find bite marks?
That's exactly the word he used, reliability. He said potential jurors come into court and they think they've seen it on Law and Order, SCI, and another program called The Castle. I've never seen that.
Me either. But
And this gentleman, Mr. Christopher Fabricant, was talking about very particular cases. 99% of them black and brown men of color on death row in various states, particularly Louisiana and Texas.
Well, I can see it. Those are police states. Thank you so much for your call, Gigi. I really appreciate it. And those are really important topics to bring up. I mean, I don't even know how I forgot that point. Just qualified immunity is a huge problem in this case with the Kansas situation. I mean, like we said, they already got what they wanted. They looked at their phones and laptops and everything, and they don't care that they did an illegal raid. They probably knew it was illegal from the beginning and were just like, oh, nice, the judge signed for us. They probably know her personally or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Just speculation.
Yeah.
But
and they just wanted to bring in their shiny badges and guns and raid people's homes and businesses just
yeah, the perks of the
important.
Job.
And I mean, like, even how they're speaking in the video, and I mean, you hear cops talking like that all the time. They're just so, like, they just have this air of arrogance and I can do whatever I want and don't even bother saying anything to me because you're just wasting your breath because I can do whatever you want, whatever I want. And, you know, no matter what anyone else says, it won't stop them.
And, you know, if there wasn't such thing as qualified immunity, maybe they could get in trouble for acting on an illegal warrant. You know, maybe something could happen to them, but no, they won't face any repercussion.
I mean, and we've seen it so many times, like in these videos that are, you know, kind of the only thing we have to hold police accountable, really. You know, we've seen so many videos where, you know, a cop will assault someone, wrongfully detain or arrest somebody. And, you know, rarely do we get a follow-up, but typically nothing happens at all.
Either that or they get a slap on the wrist and then we don't hear much about them after that, or they get put onto a different department.
Yeah, or they get, you know, paid vacation, essentially, or they go to a different precinct, you know?
Yep. I mean, it's just so obvious what they were after in this case, too, that they were just trying to keep the newspaper from issuing an article or whatever about Gideon Cody's sexual misconduct, because Meyer, the publisher of the newspaper, he said he laughed at officers who failed to seize Newell, the restaurant owner's DUI documents, which were out in the open during the raid. So they took all his documents, but they just happened to leave that one.
Hmm. Yeah, because that's not, yeah, no, and that does make it so blatantly obvious that if this wasn't actually about that lady's DUI.
Right.
They really don't care about that. Like, this was clearly about something else.
Yep.
Yeah.
He says, it was sitting on my desk next to the computer they seized. They didn't take it. Meyer suspects the raid was triggered by the paper's investigation into Cody rather than Newell's DUI information. It's just speculation, oddities about what's going on here, he said. And as for the newspaper, which continues publication and has even had an influx of subscriptions, that's pretty cool, Meyer says the small team is going to carry on as it always has. My mind right now is we're not going to change a thing about what we do because we didn't do anything wrong, and we may have done something right. If somebody wants to bully you, it must mean that they don't want you to have something. We don't know what that is, but that makes you want to even more.
I don't know what you mean by that. But
we don't know what it is, but that makes you want it more. Yep, that's what it says. You cannot let bullies win, and that's really important, even if the bully is a parasitic cop thug.
It's better sometimes to be the bullied than the bully.
Yep, I mean, cosmically, like, you're gonna die without bullying people on your conscience, and that's good.
Yeah.
So he says, we have staff that's very experienced, including myself, and we're not going to take crap. That's really sad, because his mother is the one that died. And we have this video here of her during the raid, and the things she said to the cops makes her pretty based and cool. It's just sad that she's going through a traumatic experience in this situation. So let me get this playing.
While you're pulling that up, Bonnie, I just want to point out that, you know, when you have people with badges, you know, most people like to comply to them. But in this case, this old lady was standing up to the police and saying, no, I'm not going to cooperate with you.
Yep, and like, I don't know if we said this during the break or not, but it makes me happy that she wasn't just, you know, cowering. She was standing up for herself, and it's a good thing for other people to see. So here it is.
Absolutely.
Meyer, right?
Yes.
Calling Eric Meyer.
Don't you touch any of that stuff.
Ma'am.
You're wasting your
breath. This is my house.
I know. You're wasting your breath.
Ma'am.
Please, you're wasting your breath.
You asshole.
We'll be out of here pretty quick.
Get them out of here. They're here. You done. Your mother loved you.
That's
you
are
the mother. Police chief. You're the chief. Oh, God. Yeah.
So maybe she, I mean, I don't know for sure, but she's correct, but she said police chief, so maybe that one right there is Gideon Cody. And he's the one that said, ma'am, you're wasting your breath. I mean, what a loser thing
to
say.
He just seems so happy being the badge heavy in the room and trying to put her in her place, but she's standing up to him.
And it's like, when you're a bully, it makes you seem so much weaker when you pick on someone who is, you know, not your own size or 98 years old and on a walker. It's just ridiculous. Like, I can't wrap my mind around why cops feel like they're, one, doing something good. I don't really believe that most of them, I don't even believe that most of them believe that.
No, it's a power trip. They're power hungry. They want that free pass to do whatever they want to do. They want to be able to tell people what to do.
Yep.
And they want to feel like they're better than other people, like they're above the law. And I'm here to, you know, to do all this dumb stuff that doesn't matter at all and isn't helping anyone.
I'm the law. You're going to do exactly what I say.
Yeah. Right? Like, they just get off on, you know, telling people what to do and being, oh, you're wrong and I'm right.
And it's like, these people are just developed little children. Like, when you're a kid, you think that, oh, I'm gonna show everyone I'm better than them, maybe, but an adult shouldn't act that way. They should realize how silly and ridiculous it makes them look and pathetic, but nope, these are grown men just still behaving that way and trying to ruin an old lady's life. So let's continue.
What are you doing over there going through the papers?
How many computers do you have in the house, man?
I'm not going to tell you. Okay.
I love that.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to talk to you.
Right. Even she knew that. Like, there's so many people that get arrested and they just think, well, a cop asked me, so I legally have to talk to... No, you don't. You don't have to talk to cops.
You can exercise your right to remain silent.
It is nice that she can identify that this is wrong, because there is so much brainwashing that goes on out there. And I think a lot of people, like, if...
I don't know if it's necessarily brainwashing. I think it's this idea.
At least conditioning.
Conditioning, yeah, to respect people with supposed authority, and yet here they are, just people with titles.
Well, and it's nice that she recognizes that, and it's like, no, I'm not going to respect you just because you're a police officer. She recognizes they are armed thugs that are breaking into her home and stealing things.
Right.
Like, these are the real criminals in this situation. Absolutely. And it's really refreshing to see someone that not only, you know, sees that and recognizes that, but is also going to stand up for herself in her property and say, no, like, these are my boundaries, you know, you need to leave, you, like, stop doing that. You know, a lot of people just kind of roll over and they either get scared or, you know, oh, well, it's a cop, so, you know, and this is a raid, and I just have to tell them whatever they're asking.
Yep.
No, you don't. You never have to.
And it's scary, and it obviously was really scaring her, too, but, you know, at least she has her dignity. And these people, as much as they think that they're looking like the big, tough guys, to me, they look like stupid little worms. Like, I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous, this idea that a lot of people never grow out of, that just being the person with power makes them... Like, no one looking at this thinks you look cool, dude, talking to an old lady like that.
Yeah. I don't think anyone I don't think anyone thinks these guys are cool anymore.
No. Let's continue.
Out of my way.
It's all right.
I want to see what they're doing.
Well, they're working.
I don't care what they're doing.
So, since you can't see the video, I just want to explain. She's going on the other side of the room with her walker, and one of those cops that she had told to... You're like, go stand outside. You can see from the front porch. Well, he's standing in the way of the, like, walkway she wants to go down. And she says, get out of my way, with her walker. And the cop, like, kind of grabs her arm and says, they're working. As if she's going to, like, harm them or anything.
Or as if she's stupid and she doesn't understand what's going on.
She wants to know what they're doing in her house.
Yeah, right.
She wants to see it.
First of all, this isn't working. That's not work.
Being a parasite is not working. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's criminal activity. Like, you're going through her personal items and, like, robbing her. How is that, like... And just to explain it like that, like, oh, as if she couldn't understand.
Yeah, like a child.
Like, it's just so, it's just so degrading and dismissive.
Yep, I hate it.
on through if you want.
What are you doing? Those are personal papers.
Damn, those aren't papers, they're electronic devices, which is what the judge said that we're supposed to take. Okay?
You people...
And he's talking to her like she is, like,
poor.
Not all that. Yeah, like, either she's a young child or, like, she's, right. You know, doesn't understand what's going on. Like, she's crazy or something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she knows exactly what is going on here.
Yep.
And I think what, just based on my perspective, like, what it seems like is going on here is this cop knows deep down inside that he's a scumbag parasite that is doing something wrong. So for him to just try to justify it, like, oh, well, this woman's stupid or whatever, and, like, talking down to her like she's a child or like she doesn't understand, like, that somehow makes him feel better about the situation.
That's probably,
you know,
spot
like,
on.
Oh, we're just working. Oh, the judge wants us to take, you know, all the electronics. These aren't papers. This is electronic.
And it's like, are you kidding me? She meant, like, I don't think she literally meant physical paper. I think she meant documents.
Well, and honestly, I heard paper. I'm not looking at the screen right now, but I heard paper ruffling in the background.
That's true.
So clearly you guys are looking at, you know, like, clearly there are papers involved here. So for him to just dismiss her.
Right.
And, you know,
you can see it in the
disgusting.
Video, too. You can see that there's, like, paper, books, and files, and also electronics on this table that they're, like, messing with. So, yeah.
He's just lying.
Could have been just lying to her, too. Well, yeah, that's that whole video. I like how it ended with her saying, you piece of... And it ends. She's awesome.
She is. I wish I had that kind of courage.
Well, rest in peace to Mrs. Joan Meyer, because she died the next day, and it's just so senseless and ridiculous. I just think there should be a way bigger threshold for people to be able to go into your house with guns and threaten you and take your things than just the silly nonsense that people get their house raided over. Like, our house got raided because of a paperwork violation as well. And it just, it should have to be like, we think there's a dead body in there.
And that's what I don't understand. Yeah, and that's, like, that's a great point. It's like, why is this important enough to traumatize people, to, like, you know, bust down. And now I'm kind of, like, talking about the raid here because they probably didn't smash her windows and stuff. But, like, it is a great example. Like, why are we smashing windows
and
kicking down doors?
Into people's houses.
Yeah, flying
at
drones.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Pointing guns at people. Like, are you serious? Like, this is really that important that we're gonna, you know, that... It's just, it blows my mind.
It just shows...
You know, like, you're going to kill people over this? Like, this is what the state does.
Every time someone with a gun raids someone's house, it's a possibility that someone's going to die. It's,
yeah, I mean, they pointed a gun right at Matt's chest.
Right, they pointed a gun right at me. I'm just standing there naked holding a chihuahua, and they're pointing a gun at me, ordering me to come down. As if I had just, you know, it's actually a bomb or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you were right earlier about there being a lot of brainwashing about what's right and what's wrong, and that's really what the huge problem is here, is that the average person, I think a lot of people, this obviously got a lot of attention, but the average person just thinks that if a judge says you can do something, then it's not wrong.
Yeah.
What you're doing is objectively wrong if you're invading someone else's house and stealing from them.
Yeah, and so if my, you know, going back to like, oh, well, you know, we're just doing our jobs and this is what the judge ordered us to do, like kind of, you know, like moving the blame to the judge. If my boss told me to do something unethical, I would not do it.
Right.
You know, and like that is just my right as a human being, like, you know, forget my job title, forget all that nonsense.
You're still an ethical human being, and that's important because...
Like,
you know, I don't know if people are aware of something called the Milgram experiment, which is a psychology experiment in which people were taken and said, hey, you got to zap this person because some authority figure says so. And they keep increasing the voltage. And every time they increase the voltage, you could hear the other person in pain, allegedly. But the people are told the experiment has to continue, and people tend to submit to authority more readily than they realize.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy to submit someone in authority, but when you have the awareness that, hey, this person may have a clipboard or a lab coat or a title, I don't have to submit to them.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing too. It's like, you know, the moving the blame like that. And I think that's how a lot of people justify doing things that are wrong. It's like they can sleep at night because they're like, well, you know, I essentially murdered this old lady, but, you know, it was, I'm going to place the blame on either the chief of police or the judge or, you know.
Yeah, I was told to do it. So yeah, and it doesn't matter what I did.
It's disappointing, you know, like as a human being, people should have their own morals and their own ethics and be able to think freely and say, like, take a step back. Hey, what we're doing here is wrong, and I'm going to leave, and I'm not going to be a part of this.
It's like that's the only thing that separates us from animals is the fact that we can choose, you know, what we're going to do based on how we feel about it. Like, animals would just eat something else because they're hungry. We don't do that. We don't just raid someone's house because they may be talking about us in a way we don't like. You know, that's essentially what happened here. Like, I'm afraid that they're going to release something that, you know, honestly probably should be released about him.
I hope it does get released. I hope whatever it is, like, I hope the world knows.
I hope whoever leaked the information to this newspaper remains safe, because I'd be really scared right now if a psychopath calling himself the chief of police knew that I was telling a newspaper when I knew about him being a sexual assaulter. Like, these people are freaks.
Well, he's clearly dangerous.
Right. I mean, I think all cops are dangerous, because you would just have to be a bad person to sign up for the job. You would just have to have
and
your
stay in the job.
I don't know if that's entirely the case, though. I'm sure there are some good people who sign up for the job thinking they're going to do good in the world. However, they're dragged into a system that's potentially abusive.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, this is the difference. It's like, we can give some people the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, maybe, you know, you thought you were going to, you know, help your community become a cop. Once you look around and see the corruption, I mean, if you don't leave, either they're an idiot that cannot see the blatant corruption, or they're, you know, like any good person in that position would leave.
And the other thing is, I think that it's less and less the case that I have to give them the benefit of the doubt as more and more of this crap gets publicized.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think that basically every single person who is a cop in 2023 is a bad person.
I don't know if I agree with you on that, though, Bonnie. I don't think all cops are bad.
I mean, they know what they're signing up for, and at the very least, they know that they're not following due process every day. What do you think? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.